Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, your automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of Jesus Christ, to let you know Jesus wants to make a change, a real change in your life, to make your life brand new. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost field ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Before the coronavirus, we had a wonderful service in them jails and prisons. Now we're coming out the coronavirus. We're getting ready to go back into the jails and prison to do what the Lord called us to do. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, the Lord is wonderful. Praise God. The Lord Jesus come to save men and women, boys and girls from their sins. Amen. Make your future brighter than your past. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. We got a wonderful program on today. Missionary Velvet is here to minister. Amen. In her gift of singing songs and inspirational words, we're here on the broadcast. We got a wonderful message, praise the Lord, encouraging you all to, amen, seek the Lord, turn your heart to Jesus. Praise God. Looking at the situations going on in our world today, we need to really focus on living for Jesus. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for all the wonderful things we got here on the program. And those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate, tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now, praise God, looking at all the violence going on, it's sad. You have people, amen, shooting people with guns. Looking down a barrel of a loaded gun is not no, amen, happy deal. It's a sad deal. You looking down the barrel of a loaded weapon. Having bullets flying by is no good feeling. People, we need the Lord. We need Jesus. Jesus come to give you peace. You don't have to be a victim of all this evil and crime. But Jesus will give you deliverance. Amen. He come to give you deliverance. The devil is behind all of this. Like I said in an earlier broadcast, St. John 10:10, the thief come not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life, having more abundantly. Satan always loved confusion. Back in the day, folks used to fight it out. Have fights and all. Amen. That's what people used to do. Others, people may escalate it with using knives and stab people and all of that, which is bad. All of it was bad. Now they gone, say, when you're fussing and arguing, and if you can't argue it out, fuss it out, they go get guns. Start shooting it out. And bullets don't have no name to it. Bullets be flying. Innocent people get hurt. When you're fighting and doing, just the people that's involved get hurt. But when you're shooting guns, bullets fly. Bullets don't, amen, have no name on it. So it just hit who they hit. Ricochet, all that stuff goes on. So it's really a terrible time with all this shooting and, amen, guns on streets and all of that. But if you want a safety zone, it's in Jesus Christ. Jesus is your answer. People need the Lord. People don't want the Lord. People try to solve it on their own. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. As long as people leave the Lord out the picture, it won't be no solution to all of this violence. This violence will continue because the devil is out here to stir it up. He's behind. Some people don't want to recognize the devil. And then that makes the problem worse. You don't want to recognize the source of the problem. You think it's the individual. You think it's a sickness. That's what people think. That's why it's continually to act up. Because they won't realize the source of the problem. Satan is behind it. But people don't want to recognize it. They think it's a sickness, like I said, or whatever. But I want to let you know, the devil is behind it. Praise God. Jesus come to cast the devil out. That's what he did. He come to destroy the works of the devil. Praise the Lord. Amen. Saint, amen. 1 John 3:8. Praise God. Amen. Missionary Velvet, 1 John 3:8. Because people need to understand and know that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because Satan is behind all the evil that's is out here. When people do wrong. Praise God. Amen. People think it's, amen, it's a sickness. They think it's an illness. Amen. They think it's what you do. Praise God. I'm telling you. Folks, you got to realize the devil's behind all this stuff. Glory to God. Amen. What did the Bible say?
He committed sin is of the devil.
That's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible said. If you do all these evil things, all this stuff is sin. When people shoot people, kill folks, when folks rob and steal, when people curse people out, fight and do, stab people with knives. All this is sin. Amen. Drinking and smoking. Praise God. All that's sin. He that committed sin is of the devil. That's what he's saying.
The devil sinned from the beginning.
For the devil is the one that caused all this stuff.
But his purpose, the Son of Man, the Son of God, was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil.
And that's what Jesus come. Jesus come to put an end to it. Stop people from doing these things. Stop people from getting guns and putting guns in your face. Want to rob you. Want to shoot your life out you. Jesus come to get that devil out of you. Praise God. Amen. Those are the people that want to get out there and fight with brass knuckles. Praise God. When you got brass knuckles on your fingers, you're going to do some serious harm. Jesus come to get that devil out of people. Amen. Folks that want to shoplift and steal. Amen. Steal things. Watch. Amen. So back in the day, they had cameras where to go around and look. And what people do, they wait till the camera turn, then they steal, and when the camera turn back around, then they be gone. Amen. But I want to let you know, when Jesus come, you don't steal no more. When Jesus come, you don't use no more drugs. You don't be on crack cocaine, on marijuana, heroin, whatever, China white, whatever. Pretty good. Pray. But when Jesus come in your soul, sin goes out. And people need to understand, know that. Praise the Lord. Because Jesus bringing forth a change. Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. He come to destroy Satan's works.
Amen.
Amen. That's what he come to do. Praise the Lord. Amen. And bring you out of darkness. Bring you out of sin. Amen. Cause you to live your life as a new person. A new creation in Christ Jesus. The things you used to do out there in the world, you don't do no more. The places you used to go, you don't go no more. You don't be up there, praise God. Amen. Trying to stir up violence. Amen. Got a gun, throwing it in somebody's face. Amen. Trying to shoot them. You don't do that no more when the Lord saved you. Because you're brand new in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. That means you women too. When he said man. Amen. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things, not some things, but all things become new. Jesus moves in, the devil goes out. And people need to understand, know that. Praise the Lord. Missionary Velvet, you got a song you want to share? Because the Lord has blessed you with inspirational songs. Amen. Amen. Velvet do wonderful before I preach in the jails and prisons. She sang song, ministered to those. Amen. And that's a wonderful ministry the Lord has given Missionary Velvet. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is the one that can save and answer and solve any problem in any situation. And so I say, I praise God for you because the Lord is good. His love is everlasting. And I say, I wrote a song several years ago. I'm not going to say anything. It's a tragedy. It's happening all over the world, and it's happening even more today. And they said, because many people are suffering and crying and pain, and they're killing one another, they're hurting one another, because the love of many has waxed cold. And it's because the evil is in the heart of man. And the son, and also the song was saying that the prince of the air has reached his great army all over the world to kill and destroy every man and woman, every boy and girl. Because he don't want anybody to go back with the Lord. Because he knows himself he's never going to get back to heaven. So he's trying to do everything he can to present us. So the song that I want to share today is Humble Me. Because we got to be humble under the mighty hand of God for him to deliver us and restore us. And said, Lord Jesus, humble me in your service. Do unto me as a potter with the clay. Take me in your hands and mold me and make me into what I need to be. Let me decrease, deny myself to allow you to increase in my life. As I humble myself, you would be the one to exalt me. You would be the one to lift me up and set me on high. You would be the one to give me favor. Then all the honor and all the glory will belong to you. I do not want to be like the Pharisee who exalted himself, who lift himself up. Oh, but I'd rather be like that old publican who does not feel even worthy to lift his head, but smote his breast and said, Lord, be merciful to me. Oh, but do you know that man? He went home justified. He went home praising God. Oh, he went home set free. So Lord, humble me, Jesus, in your service. Let me decrease to deny myself, to allow you to increase. So I would be committed to take up my cross daily to follow you. Lord, humble me in your service. Do unto me as a potter with the clay. Mold me and make me into what I need to be. Then you will be the one to lift me up, to set me on high. Oh, and my ways and my thoughts would be in your will. Your word would be like a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide your word in my heart, so I will not, I shall not sin against you. I would take your word and bind them about my neck. I would, they would be like furnace, always leading me and guiding me. So please, Jesus, humble me, Lord. Humble me, Jesus, in your service. Take me in your hand, mold me and make me into what I need to be, into what I need to be. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, Jesus. We want the Lord to humble you and make
yes,
us
so make we can be Lord.
What the Lord wants us to be.
Make us, Jesus.
Amen. Take God to make you. Praise Lord. So you can be Hallelujah. The servant that you want, that the Lord wants you to be. Serving with all your heart.
Yes.
All your soul, glory, all your glory. Might, all your strength. Give your heart to Jesus. Praise God.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It's time to labor for the Lord. Work for the Lord. Work on your soul's salvation. Amen. Get ready for the world to come. Don't put your whole lot focus on this natural world. Because we're only here for a season. This world is not your home. We are only passing through. That's what the old saints used to say. But these people act like, try to act like the world is out. Amen. We're going to be here forever. But I'm going to let you know. Amen. We're just passing through. Amen. We're going away from here. So we need to get our soul right with the Lord. Get right with God. We sing the songs, if ever get right with God, and do it now.
Do it now.
Get right with God, he will show you how.
He will show you how.
Down at the cross where he shed his blood. Get right with God.
Get right,
get right with God.
Get right with God.
And people need to get right with the Lord. Get your soul right. That's what people need to do. Amen. You just can't go to heaven just because you did good works. Just because you fed the hungry, clothed the naked, take in the stranger, amen, give shoes to those that are barefoot, all that's wonderful and nice. But in order to make it to heaven, you must be born again. That life must get in your soul. Praise God. Amen. You just can't go to heaven just because you polite and neighborly. Live a kind life. Be kind to people. That's wonderful. But that's not salvation. Praise the Lord. People need to be born again. Get their life in their soul. Praise the Lord. Amen. Missionary Velvet, amen. What did that verse say we read in St. John 6:27 say?
Say, labor not for the meat which perish, but for the meat which endures unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him has God the Father some seal.
Amen. The Lord wants us to focus on your soul. Don't put your focus in this natural world. Amen. People think this natural world is all what it is. Now, some people feel like this because they don't fear God nor fear man. That's why the violence is like it is over here. People shooting and killing people with guns and things because they don't have no fear of God, no fear of man, the law of man. But I want to let you know, some people want to shoot people, get people out of this world so they can live their life here. That's a bad spirit. A bad spirit over here. People want to take certain people out so they can enjoy life here on this earth. But that's not the will of God for people to do such evil. And I want to let people know that. Let people live in this world because God wants to give people to life to live in this earth. Because death is not God's original plan. Death was only here to put an end to sin. That's the only reason death came into the world. In God, there's no such thing as death. God is eternal life. And people need to understand and know that. But like we said, St. John 10:10, the thief, which is Satan, come not for to steal, to kill, and destroy. Satan is the one who wants to end your life. Teen suicide is a big issue. So many teens feel like nobody loves me, nobody care. They want to end it all. Why? Because people need to know the Lord loves you, God loves you. You don't have to take a gun to take your life out. You don't need to do that. The Lord wants to deliver you from your pressures of life. So many young people lose their life trying to be accepted in society. They try to be accepted. That young man that lost his life at a fraternity, drinking alcohol, trying to be accepted. Amen. The alcohol really took him out. Amen. That's sad. That's really sad. Amen. Young people need to know the Lord loved them. The Lord wants to really deliver you and set you free. You don't have to be a victim of circumstances. Young girls, you don't have to be a victim of circumstances. Amen. People peer pressure. They pressure the girl to, amen, give up their virginity. And all of that going on. They feel like if you're a virgin, you're something wrong with you. That's how wicked people have gotten now. They calling evil good and good evil. That's what's going on in 2022. But I want to let you know, people need the Lord. The people need Jesus. Jesus come to deliver you from the sins of the flesh. Deliver you from fornication. Deliver you from the sins of the flesh. You don't have to be a victim of all of that. You don't have to be to prove yourself being accepted in society by doing things to harm yourself. Amen. We don't have to be out there drinking, trying to prove myself. You don't have to do that. You don't have to be out there, amen, running around, sleeping around with all these men and women. You don't have to do all that to try to prove yourself. You don't have to do that. Amen. The Lord wants to make your life brand new. He wants to deliver you and set you free and give you joy. Young people need to know about this wonderful salvation that Jesus brought into the world. Amen. The devil wants to down it. He wants to discredit it because the devil wants to destroy people's lives. They feel like you get the Lord, you can't do this, you can't do that. Amen. I'm telling you, you get Jesus, you don't want to do these things. You know what I mean? The Lord will take the sin out of you. I don't want to go out there and commit the sins of the flesh because the Lord saved me. I don't want to do that. Praise the Lord. Amen. You don't want to be drinking alcohol. Alcohol destroys the body. Alcohol mess up the liver. You don't want to do that. Amen. Some of the young people lose their lives drinking, driving, drinking and drunk driving all on the road. That's sad. You lose your life. But the Lord will deliver you from these things. He'll set you free from these things. You don't have to be drinking alcohol. You don't have to do that. Smoking, using drugs, being high on these types of drugs and things. You don't have to do all that. The Lord come to save you and deliver you and set you free. Praise God. Jesus said in St. John 8:36, "For he that the Son set free is free indeed." The Lord will give you a deed to your freedom. And people need to understand and know that because, amen, Jesus said in St. John 14:6, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me." Amen. Parents, you need to be up to date and be really close eye on your children. Mothers, watch your daughters. Fathers, teach your sons how to be a gentleman. Amen. Mothers, teach your children, teach your daughters how to be a lady. Because there's too much mess out here in this world. Amen. All the stuff that goes on. Prom night. Amen. So many girls lose their virginity during prom night, trying to be accepted in the bad crowd. But Jesus come to save people from their sins and take sin out of you so that you could be a respectable person in society. Praise the Lord. And people need to understand and, amen, know that what the Lord come to do. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Just look at, amen, some girl will take and, amen, send her picture through the telephone to some guy. Amen. And she be in her birthday suit. That's really low key, low down. You don't have to do all that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus come to make your life brand new. You don't have to be a victim of all them circumstances. Praise God. Jesus is your answer. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I know these broadcasts is a little bit different because we try to, amen, talk to society. Because so many issues is going on in our world today. Therefore, we must try to get to society to help these young people in this generation. So they get over here where the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because, amen, people need to do that. Now, let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because prayer do change things. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. It's a powerful message, alert to wake people up. Amen. Glory to God. Lord, look on the people with mercy, those that's in sin. Let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, if you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that's sick in their bodies. Lord, go into the hospitals, in the nursing homes. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know, God, you come to deliver. Set people free. Lord, give them a new outlook on life. Lord, let your power saturate them jails and prisons. In the name of Jesus, deliver people from alcohol, from drugs. Lord, from the lust of the flesh. Lord, set them free by your divine power. Lord, glory to God. Touch the people. Amen. Get to know you in the pardon of their sins. Get them ready for heaven. Because only the pure of heart shall see God. Lord, let the people get washed in the blood of the Lamb. Get filled with your spirit. Amen. Glory to God. So to be ready to go back to the kingdom of heaven. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise, and the song said, come to Jesus. He will heal you, hallelujah. He will deliver you. He will set you free, hallelujah. Come to Jesus. He will do whatever you need him to do for you. So you believe that prayer and that message that Ella Holmes just gave us, a message of hope that Jesus is the answer, that he can solve any problem that we have. I encourage you to continue to pray and continue to stay before the Lord, that he will continue to mold you and make you to what you need to be. Because the Lord can do just that. He does not have any respected person. Though behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. As I often say, if it has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. No matter what you have done, Jesus is the one that can bring you out. He's the one that can make you brand new. And even though you're behind prison bars, you're not thrown away. You are important to us. You are important to Jesus. And he loves you. Those in the free word that can be the prayer and support of our ministry, continue to pray for us as we pray for you, that the Lord may continue to bless you and give you what you need to have. Remember that God loves with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. God can work anything out for you. It is nothing too hard for him to do. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vela and myself. Soon we get a green light. Be able to go back into the jails and prisons, doing what the Lord call us to do, to minister to those that's incarcerated. Those of you that speak the Spanish language, write our ministry of Spanish-speaking material, for Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. Those of you in the free world, click into our website, be blessed with the many activities on our website. Let your children click into the activity page. Be blessed with the many, amen, puzzles, activities to learn about the wonderful man called Jesus. Praise God. Amen. The Heaven Bound Train website. Enjoy yourself on that website. To the next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train is by-